Susie Cream Cheese, whose real name I believe was Pam Zarubica, had at some point moved to England, and I believe she married a doctor. And it was one of these concerts in London that Pam came backstage. Well, you know, we hadn't seen her in a long time. Anyhow, she went into this whole dialogue of this dream and thing that happened to her that was like so real. And she said that Frank came to her and said, "I'm in limbo. Can you help?" And, you know, I was brought up in Catholicism. And in Catholicism, limbo is that you haven't gone any place yet, you know? That's like not good. And Pam said, "I wonder if there's any kind of karma involved in this whole, you know, Frank coming to her and saying, you know, I'm in limbo." I found that very, I didn't find it strange, but I thought, you know, to be in this place that it still kind of defies me of why Frank was in limbo or whatever. But I really kind of found that maybe because of the way he treated some people or things that he did comes back to, I shouldn't say haunt you, but I wonder if this was a result of some kind of karma, at least temporarily, because I found it a little ways frustrating, a little some disappointment. I could go into a lot of words why we had to wait 25 years to get paid record royalties. That still has eluded me, or maybe the reality was that we didn't deserve it because we never got paid. And again, there's an area I don't want to go too far. We had to sign a clause in our contract or arbitration when we finally got money that if we discussed any of the facts of any of the, you know, what went down, we could be fined $150,000 or something. So I found that, again, a little strange because Frank didn't want anybody to know what happened between the band and Frank. And not to go into a long story short, but we were at the Grammys, this thing the other night, and my wife is very outgoing, and she meets a lawyer from Detroit with a Jewish wife and trying to set up our daughter with his son. Anyhow, somehow he got into, you know, you guys made a lot of money. And I laughed and I said, you know, we never got any record royalties. And he said, you didn't have a good lawyer. And our lawyer, we should have sued for a malpractice, wrote his, in the course of 5 years, wrote his briefs so badly that we couldn't go to trial. We had to accept what they call go to arbitration. And we had to go get another lawyer because our original lawyer put our front money up his nose and turned out to be so bad. And, okay, Bunk, shut up. Thank you.